USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Wyoming Republican Congressman Liz Cheney, the number three House Republican, will vote to impeach President Trump for his role in inciting a deadly insurrection at the Capitol last week. Cheney releasing a statement saying there has never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States or his office and his oath to the Constitution. The FBI continuing to investigate the deadly riots that took place at the Capitol last week. Assistant FBI Director Stephen D'Antuono saying the investigation is nationwide and a 24/7 operation.
The FBI has worked hand-in-hand with the United States Attorney's Office and our law enforcement partners to arrest and charge multiple individuals who took part in the destruction.
Over 150 cases have already been opened. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change. Not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Condolences coming in from around the world after a multi-billionaire casino mogul has passed away.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Over the 2020 holiday season, e-commerce sales grew over 32% from the previous year, with Americans spending a record $188 billion. Analysts say the increase comes as more people are shopping online due to the pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find it. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Parler's CEO says he believes big tech is attacking his company.
After Parler was dropped by Apple and Google from their app stores over the weekend, the social media app has gone dark, having their web hosting canceled by Amazon. The company is suing Amazon over their shutdown, calling the move motivated by politics and anti-competition. Parler's CEO says it's been difficult finding a new vendor willing to host the service. John Massey tells Fox News they hope to be back soon, but there are still many obstacles to overcome.
I thought immediately, oh, no problem, we'll call up a new vendor. Right? We call up the vendor, we're all good to go, and then right at the last second, sorry, somebody said something we can't host you by. And it's been that one after another ever since then. Right at the last minute, they just bail. So we're going to do it. We're going to be back online one day, and hopefully soon, as soon as possible. But this is a real challenge. We have to build our own infrastructure, our own everything, in order to do it.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser is asking everyone to stay clear of the district on January 20th. Bowser saying it would be best if people watch the presidential inauguration virtually, even if it disappoints residents.
It's obviously a bummer. I want to go see the first female vice president inaugurated, but I think she's right. It's safer for everybody to stay home, and, you know, these are unprecedented times, and we just have to do what we have to do.
That audio courtesy of Fox 5 in Washington, D.C. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.